Well, the claws are out and the flamethrower is hot. How many pumps are we going to give it today? Welcome to Adjust Your Shorts, that program where everyone gets kicked in the dick by my interpretation of Google's interpretation of ABC, BBC, CBC, CDC, NBC, MSNBC, BBC, all the C's. The C's of news that you just can't get away from in this day and age. Boy, we love it. Today is Tuesday, June 24th, 2025. And have we had a weekend? If you haven't been paying attention, well, you don't know what the hell's been going on. Over the weekend, the United States carried out strikes on Iranian nuclear sites. This is something we have been wanting to do since I was a kid. I remember in the Gulf War, it was all about... I remember seeing a political cartoon when I was a kid that said, how did all... It was a picture of, you know, some Middle Eastern country, probably Iraq. It said, how did all that U.S. oil get under such a small little country? Because really, there's an ocean of oil under Iran, and we want it. And they can't have nuclear and oil. Well, then they'll be a superpower, and we can't have that. We're going to have to bomb them. Says Iran is weighing its response to U.S. strikes carried out against its nuclear sites over... At the weekend? What? No, at the weekend is when you go to the show and the weekend is playing. But here was the flight plan. So here's what they did. They said that they were going to go to Guam. So they from Whitman, they sent a diversion around to Guam, which was... Guam is just within striking distance of our B-2 bombers. So they mobilized a bunch of B-2 bombers carrying bunker busters because that's the only plane big enough to carry that bomb, which only we have. So basically, if we were going to use the bunker buster, the only way to do it is by the United States getting involved. What we generally like to do is arm someone else, point them in the direction. That way we can say, wasn't us. We have very good friends. So many friends, but we don't bomb people. We want peace. Peace is what we want. But really, we don't. We want to use our weapons. But while everyone was looking, and this is, it's so telltale. It actually kind of like confirms exactly what I'm thinking, which is whenever they've got us looking at all this bullshit, what are they actually up to? Because we don't actually ever know what they're up to until years later when we go, hey, remember when we were all looking at that thing over there, but over here they were doing some crazy shit that we all should have known about? I mean, chances are that's what's going on right now. So while we were looking at the planes that were going this way, they actually sent a handful of you of the B-2 bombers the other way, straight across the Atlantic, where somehow China didn't notice and nobody noticed the bombers because they don't pick up on radar. But can they not pick them up on satellite? I mean, there's no way that China doesn't have satellites out there watching. Have you seen this? There's this new view of the world's satellite, like the amount of satellites orbiting Earth in like 1980 and then all the way up to now. And like in the last like 5 years, we've increased it by like thousands of satellites just swarming around. We have like a ring. We're making our own ring for Earth. Earth has a ring. It's made of satellites. If you were an alien, you'd be like, how did all that space dust get? Oh, that's not. Anyway, while we were all looking over here, they hit the long way and bombed the shit out of their nuclear sites. And then immediately Trump... I'm reminded of schoolboy bully tactics in the schoolyard. Actually, I'm reminded of growing up with a brother. When you have a brother, you punch him and then you yell truce. Of course, there's no truce. Remember no tag backs? Tag, no tag backs. It's like, no, you just started the game. You can't fucking throw a bomb and then say no bomb backs. Well, boom, we're going to hit you with our largest bomb with our best technology the only people on the planet that can deliver this bomb. Well, maybe not. That's probably not true. But then we go, truce. What the fuck? CNN, I don't want it, Trump says. U.S. is not seeking regime change in Iran. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. He just lies. He just lies about everything. I mean, this really, like, I've been flip-flopping on Trump like a fish out of water until you back up and read the shit about how his family is partially responsible for hiding inventions from Nikola Tesla, prominent inventor, his great-grandfather or something, John Trump, was overseen by Vannevar Bush in the Bush family, seventh cousin removed, but still in the family, controlling the information. Information is power. It's everything. If you control the information, you control the power. So that's what they're doing. And they're just saying, I don't want regime change. No, you want them to lockstep is what you actually want. You actually want them to do whatever you say. This is how Trump took advantage of Iran's face-saving retaliation. The question wasn't whether Iran would retaliate against the United States, according to MSNBC. The question was what the retaliation would look like. The answer came Monday when Iran responded with a small, relatively restrained missile attack against the American-operated Al Udeid airbase in Qatar. The attack was more symbolic than threatening. The highly choreographed nature of the strike, which came only after Iran gave Qatar a heads up. Let's just give this gaslight a few more pumps. You don't tell someone when and where you're going to attack them if you actually want to do damage. And what we have seen based on Iran's response to Israel's attacks against Iran is that the Iranian force can do damage. They can send and will send many missiles in to counter the Iron Dome and successfully exact attacks if they want to. But that's not, this was a show of face. This was a, yeah, we'll throw some bombs. One rocket made it through and we can pretend like somehow we were successfully defensive. It's like, is anyone actually buying this shit? PBS, how Iran's response to U.S. strikes signaled a desire to de-escalate. More just kind of showing that we don't think Iran actually wants to go to war with the United States. I do think that these are proxy wars. This is a buildup of weaponry. They're continuing to build more weaponry. They have to justify the defense budget. I mean, if you have thousands and thousands and thousands of bombs, big planes, nuclear stuff, stealth stuff, how can you justify spending more? So, I mean, is it just the companies, the big Boeings and Lockheed Martins of the world and Teslas of the world lobbying for more money to be spent on defense? And so in order to justify those expenses, well, they have to use up some of that weaponry is what I'm guessing. In our case, we like to use it up and or sell it off. BBC, Germany promises fair share of Europe's defense as NATO leaders arrive at Hague summit. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has warned that Russia's president understands only the language of force and that Tuesday's historic NATO summit in The Hague will aim to ensure peace in Europe for generations to come. Now, this is actually very, very obviously true. Putin wants to fight. The word chip, the phrase chip on your shoulder, I love etymology of things. The phrase, he's got a chip on his shoulder, comes from back before cell phones. This is back in like 30s, 40s, right? You would walk to school, and if you wanted to fight, if you were feeling ornery that day, you would put a wood chip on your shoulder, which signified to other kids in the school that you wanted to fight. And if you went up and you knocked the chip off of his shoulder, it means I also want to fight, and those two would fight in the schoolyard. It's kind of an amazing way of doing it. And it's like, Putin is a guy with a chip on his shoulder. He wants to fight. You know, my stepdad said, and this is going to come out wrong, but my brother only responded to physical punishment. You couldn't do anything to him. The only language he understood was aggression, but that he was an aggressive person. This is built into his personality. It's like my mom said he was aggressive in the womb. Some people only understand aggression. And that's what German Chancellor Friedrich Merz is saying about Putin. And I think he's right. And quite frankly, in my opinion, he shouldn't be allowed to just do whatever the fuck he wants. But we're partnered up with him because they look like us. I mean, it probably just all boils down to that, actually. All right, let's move on. NPR. Oh, yeah. Early season heat dome brings highest temperatures in years to parts of eastern U.S. But what they're not saying is in Arizona, it's actually cooler than it's been. So, like, they won't report the part where it's like, cooler temperatures in other parts, warmer temperatures in some parts. So, seems pretty normal. Instead, they're like, be scared! Be scared! I'm gonna pump up the... Be scared! This is me pumping up the fucking gas. All right. You know what? We're gonna bring Yahoo in because Reuters wants you to pay, and I refuse to fucking pay. Supreme Court lifts limits on Trump deporting migrants to countries not their own. I mean, if you want to dissuade people from coming into your country, make it to where if you come into this country, there's no telling where you'll end up. We're not going to just send you home. That would be too easy. If the risk of going to a country illegally is they send you right back home to your home, what's the deterrent? We'll send them to wherever. I guess that means El Salvador. All right, moving on. AP. Iran retaliated Monday for the U.S. attacks on its nuclear sites by targeting the Air Force base. This was the actual official result is that no American or Qatari, oh, it's in Qatar, personnel were harmed. The U.S. military's central command said, noting that the two forces worked together to defend the base. A Qatari military officer said one of 19 missiles fired by Iran was not intercepted and hit the base, but President Donald Trump said in a social media post that hardly any damage was done. Okay, so 19 missiles. That's all. That was the Iranian response to us bombing them backwards in time with their military or with their nuclear enrichment facilities. Essentially, what we're saying is, well, actually, he came out and said it. Donald Trump said, you will never have nuclear. They will never have nuclear. That's what he said. I mean, energy is power. Knowledge is power. Guns is power. Control over people is power. And this is what they want. They want a hegemonic world order, which is kind of what we've got. We've got a few big boys on the block. We got Russia, we got China, and we got the U.S., and that's pretty much it. I mean, Iran is supposed to be in that discussion, but what just happened when we threw, well, I guess we'll see. There still is time for them to respond. They might be doing what we do, which is say, we're good. We're not going to attack you real hard. Meanwhile, they might be mounting some big attack against the U.S. Who knows? All right, back to the BBC. Oh, yeah, I saw this. The water was just screaming, 8 dead in Lake Tahoe after boats capsized. Apparently, skies were blue, and then all of a sudden, a storm moved in Lake Tahoe and, like, flipped boats and, I mean, killed some people. So, that's a bummer. Thoughts and prayers for Lake Tahoe. ABC, oh, I saw this. What to expect from the upcoming CDC Vaccine Advisory Committee meeting with RFK's new members. If you remember, RFK fired all of the vaccine members in the CDC because they're a bunch of cocksuckers. And here's what we can expect. Here's what it said. We can expect them to review the information. So this is the thing that they're avoiding. What they don't want you to do is review the information and make changes that make sense. They want you to just keep letting them pump everybody full of whatever the fuck is in those vaccine tubes. They want you to get 80 vaccinations by the time you're 26. They want you to have like 40 vaccines when you're a kid. It's like, stop it, stop it, stop it. Shit's in there that's causing problems with our systems. How about we stop that? How about we give them the stuff that really, the few that we like, all right, we know these work. But even those, there's evidence to the contrary that they may not work. All right, let's move on. Fed Chair Jerome Powell holds firm on interest rates, resisting pressure to cut. Now this is, I feel like they're kind of making him out to be a bad guy. It is wild to me that this guy single-handedly controls the United States economy. He's the one that says what the interest rates are. And if you know anything about interest rates, that's what you pay for. Because compound interest is the most fucking expensive thing on the planet. In fact, compound interest rates, go fuck yourself. But I will say this. Jerome Powell knows what he's doing. If you cut the rates, it means credit becomes easier to obtain. Now, here's the problem with that. If you don't remember this, what led to the Great Depression of 1920s, 1928, I think is when it started. Is it 1918 or 20? It's 1928. Was one of the leading factors was that credit was too easy to obtain. And then we repeated it in 2008. Credit was too easy to obtain in the early 2000s. Where strippers were able to buy multiple homes that they couldn't afford because credit was too easy. The loans were just being pushed right through. And then when people default on their loans and it happens at mass scale, you have a crumbling of the economy because everybody is unable to pay their bills. So he is literally controlling whether or not credit is too easy to obtain so as to keep us from falling into a depression. I mean, historically, you got to know that that's what's going on. All right, so behind the scenes, as you all know, what I think is happening is we're all watching them bomb above the ground while meanwhile, deep sea mining is happening. And so Googled top stories today, mining in the deep could mute the songs of the sperm whales. So we're endangering sperm whales 1 hour ago. Dolphins and whales at risk. 5 hours ago. Deep sea mining could harm remote ocean ecosystems. 8 hours ago. Deep sea rising. Who owns the deep seas? 26 minutes ago. So that's what's really happening. Let's check out the good news. Because good news is hard to find. I didn't look at this beforehand, so let's just get into it together. Giant archaeological puzzle reveals artwork not seen for 1,800 years. Whatever. Ireland shuts local coal plant, becomes 15th coal-free country in Europe. Well, that's pretty cool. Good for them. I hope they've got substantial power coming to them in other ways. After Taylor Swift visits Children's Hospital, her fans donate tens of thousands to patients. How much did she donate? Actually, before I get mad, how much did she donate? Did she donate? Taylor Swift, having recently concluded the record-breaking Eras tour, visited DiMaggio Children's Hospital in Florida, passing between rooms. She touched the hearts. Yeah, but did she touch her pocketbook? Walked around for 15 minutes. It says here, the two talked around for 15 minutes. Majesty. The event swept across Swifty socials. Oh my God. So she didn't actually donate? The bitch is worth billions and she can't donate to make that thing worth more than 16. So her visit raises $16,000. She's got billions of dollars and we're supposed to celebrate this. That's not good news. Go fuck yourself, Taylor Swift. Your music sucks and you got no ass. You hear me? Historic bridge, Tokyo Bridge, liberated from concrete overpass, will shine again thanks to grassroots campaign. All right, so in Japan, in Japan, they're trying to show their bridges. A 100-year dispute finally settles looting of last German emperor by building new museum collection. Okay, you know what? Let's get on with our day, shall we? This has been the news. Pull your shorts back to their normal levels. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick. My name is Ray Stone, and we will see you on Thursday. Bye.